holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5347, Baruch Hashem, the seventh day of Nisan, Tavshi Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, and Shalom Uvracha. And he sent to the Rebbe an express letter. The Rebbe says, I received your express letter. As soon as I see an express letter, the Rebbe says, I suspected that it must be, why is it express? Because it must be something related to physical. Sometimes an express Rebbe, Rebbe, I finished the Talmud, Rebbe, I've finished Lakut Torah, I've makarev so many yidden. No, the Rebbe says, to my dismay, the Rebbe says, it has been actually verified. And the Rebbe says, as your conduct, you don't write at all, or very, not often, very distant times, only when there are matters that are related to literally your body, immediately there comes an urgent letter, an express letter, and you're also asking me that the answer should also be express. He's directing the Rebbe to also, he's sending express, and he wants to be express. So the Rebbe says that, however, according to the interpretation of the Metzudas David on the Pasuk, Poseach, we say in the Ashrei, Poseitila David, Poseach es yodecho umazbiya l'chol chai rotzin. Sure, I gotta look up what the Metzudas David says over there, but it looks like that you give every living thing what they want. Basically, the Eibishter gives us what we want, even if it's not necessary. So, if we want things that are outlandish and that's not so, the Rebbe says, you're asking of me things that are not really reasonable to have to answer it in a express way. But if this is what you want, the Rebbe says, I think that's what the Metzudas David must say there. If this is what Hashem gives, chol chai rotzen, everything that you want. Especially the Rebbe says, we know the expression, as someone else's physicality is by me spirituality. In other words, if you're missing something physically, if you're struggling physically, financially, by me, by you it's physical, but for me it's spiritual. I have to help you. For me, it becomes a spiritual thing. So the Rebbe says, for me, it's spiritual. So therefore, I'm also going to fulfill this desire that you have, that for me to answer you, express, dachuf, urgent. And then there is a dot, 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 because it doesn't tell him what he asked, what the Rebbe answered him. But the Rebbe ends with a blessing. That although that we are coming close to the holiday, which we say Chipozin is the quick, the Yidden left of Mitzrayim quickly, and we say Bibihilu Yotzav Esenu Mitzrayim, they left urgently, they left just like that, ran out basically of Mitzrayim. But we should also sense the following, it says, the verse says, not with haste will you be redeemed. B'shuva v'nachas, relax, in a settled way you will be saved. I mean, over there was quick, but you should also recognize the value of not haste, of being relaxed, organized, slowly in a relaxed way. This is now the preparation in the hills of Mashiach for the upcoming redemption b'meir of Yomeinu. And the Rebbe references the Hemshach v'Koch HaGodol in the beginning and the end. So the Rebbe says we are preparing for Mashiach, and Mashiach, then the Gula Hasidah is going to be bin loy b'menusot elecho. It's not going to be running. Shuvah v'nachas. So you should also recognize that advantage too. No need to be express. Rebbe quotes from the Maimer, reference the Maimer v'Kocha. The Rebbe blesses him for a Pesach Koshev Sameach. This is in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. So his physicality, he had an issue. That is when he wrote to the Rebbe. And that's when he writes express. And that's when he wants an express answer. And the Rebbe says, well, if that's what you want, I'm going to give you that as well. But the Rebbe says, appreciate the fact that things don't have to be in chaos, in extreme. Do it in a relaxed, in a settled way. Let's do one more letter.